Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Tom Sa-on and Dada.
Oh, I got a little inclusion there. All right. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
What are we talking about today, Thompson?
We're talking about writing literature.
Writing literature, all right. And you just now are starting to get the hang of properly holding your pencil so you can do some precise work. How does that feel?
Well, it feels fine.
It's a little different than how you've been holding your pens, right?
Yeah. I used to hold them. I make all kinds of different shapes with it.
And now you can make all kinds of different shapes way more precisely, huh?
Yep. You're right.
So are you going to practice writing your letters every day now?
Yep. I certainly am. Since I hold my pencil right. Because last time I didn't hold my pencil right the first time.
Yeah, that's a big step in your fine motor development, so I'm told.
Yeah, and look.
And you know, the thing is, once you learn to master holding your pencil that way, you can go back to holding it in other ways. But, you know, you don't hold it other ways for... You want to get the point right down there. So the idea is, that, like, sort of your pointer finger is what's driving your pencil.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever you can point at and go, J-O-H-N-T-H-O-M-S-O-N. And you can do it really... See, this finger does all the, like, I want to draw. I want to draw my name. T-H-O-M-S-O-N. And then the other fingers are just to hold the pencil.
Give it a try. Oh, yeah.
So, draw your name.
I'm trying to draw a shape.
Oh, you're drawing shapes. Yeah. Very good. Very precise.
I can draw a shape that can connect to all different kinds of shapes.
I'll have to take a picture of this little doodle you're doing there. It's much more precise already. So
yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah,
and it's very important to writing letters.
See that they're all connected to that one shape?
Yeah, very holistic.
Yep, sure.
So, we're going to have a special guest on the show today who's going to call in on the phone. Do you know who Roger Moore is?
Who?
Roger Moore played James Bond 007. Remember we were watching him in A View to a Kill?
Yeah.
What do you think of Roger Moore?
Roger Moore is the famous one of all, isn't he?
Well, him and Sean Connery.
Well.
But a lot of people have played James Bond because, you know, he's just an actor.
Well.
So hopefully we'll get to him a little later in the show.
Well, A View to the Kill is the most popular James Bond of all.
No, it is not. Not even close. That's really funny that he said that. I think Goldfinger is still the number one most popular. Although my personal favorite, I think, is Diamonds Are Forever. But they're all good fun. You know, just silly movies. People running around, driving cars fast, jumping off stuff. You know.
Yeah, and I would go in a drain, and it really has funny stuff in it, too. Like going down a drain pipe, or swimming in a lake, or...
Yeah, when the lake drains and the guy's just sitting there in the boat, he's like, where'd the lake go? Whoa!
Yeah, I'm driving a bus in a lake. Wasn't that funny?
Yeah. They have all kinds of fun. So those are really funny movies. My dad used to take me to see them, too.
But the funniest thing I saw of all of the show is swimming down a drain pipe like I'm a monk.
Yeah, I don't know what you said there at the end. So I'm drinking a cup of 365 blend homestyle roast. And we've got organic cane sugar today from Paraguay. Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Muchas gracias, Paraguay. Why is it made from Malawi?
Malawi's where the turbinado sugar comes from. This is organic cane sugar. Sugar comes from all over the world, dude. Some of it actually comes from the United States, but it's hard to find anything that this country actually makes anymore.
Where does the powder sugar come from?
Well, that comes from, they don't even say, it comes from a bunch of different countries, and then they package it in the USA. So they don't actually make it or grow it here, because that would be... That would be the USA of 40 years ago, and we're sort of just, we don't do anything anymore.
Like this. draw like...
No, wrong. No.
Wait, like... not three fingers.
It always goes down your arm like that. There you go.
Okay, like this. Like that. See? See that I make a big package next to all of these shapes?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what the effect this is going to have on your art, because you've already shown in two branches of the San Francisco Public Library, so that's better than a lot of artists ever do, ever. Some of them never even have a show.
Oh, yeah. The first make a shape. But that was the shape I was going to make. So, erase it. No. Erase it.
So, Thompson, what are you going to do today? How are you doing with the plan?
I'm doing fine with the plan. There, that was the exact... shape I was gonna draw.
I mean, you got up and brushed your teeth and got dressed all on your own all by yourself. That was a good start for the day, huh?
Yep. Yes, sirree.
Don't put pencils by people's eyes. Oh, that's really dangerous. Yeah. Oops. Don't want to do that. Accident would be too easy to happen, so you want to keep it away from people's eyes. So, what'd you eat for breakfast, among others? I see what you're eating for, like, your midday breakfast, brunch, pasta, vegetable, chicken, and yumminess.
Yeah, but the first thing I ate for the day was cereal. That's what Mom made me. No!
No, put it by the eye.
I won't.
All right, so cereal to start, and some milk, and now pasta, chicken, vegetable, yumminess. And what else are you going to eat today?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? Is it a surprise? Is it a mystery that we have to solve with Scooby-Doo?
No.
The mystery of Thompson's lunch.
No, it's a surprise.
Well, we're almost out of time, so I guess Roger Moore will have to wait till the next show. Special shout-outs go to Roger Moore. Thank you for being ready to call in. Yeah. We'll get to you another show. Mama and Cullen and Godmother and Grandmother and Aunt Laurie and Uncle Dave and...
Brett and Josie.
Brett and Josie, Brock and Caroline and Lacey and Liv.
And Brett and Josie. Oh, you said Brett and Josie!
All right. Everybody love everybody.
Bye.